T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Work that's needed
at the price you agreed to up front.
So there are no surprises. That's why we recommend Lennox.
Now, Mom only lets me call R.S. Andrew.
Heating and air.
Plumbing and electrical.
Help when you need it.
Service when you want it.
From people you can trust.
How can we make you smile?
RSAndrew.com.
It's down to the wire this giving season, and at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we still have amazing deals.
Like the Canon 4 Series 64 gun safe, now $599.99. Merry Christmas to all, and for all a good price. Offer ends 12/24.
It's down to the wire this giving season, and at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we still have amazing deals.
Like 350 rounds of 9mm handgun ammo starting at $64.99. Merry Christmas to all, and for all a good price. Offer ends 12/24.
Live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Georgia, Oklahoma, New Year's Day, the Rose Bowl. The road to the national championship starts here. Dog Nation, it's on. WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1.
An Intercom Communication Station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9.
It is a competition Wednesday from the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on the morning show. Falcons fans, you score a touchdown with Kauffman Tire, the official tire retailer of the Atlanta Falcons. Stop by Kauffman Tire today for a free 3-minute auto check. As always, Kauffman Tire says, go Falcons. So as we kind of move along here into competition Wednesday, this week is going to ramp up pretty quick, and we have the dueling emotions of the joy of Christmas. Well, three, I guess, this morning because of the pettiness of the show. But the dueling emotions of the joy of Christmas on top of Hate Week, which, of course, it is Hate Week with the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. And even those guys down there are talking about the fact that it is, these two going back to war with each other once again and everything that's on the line. The Saints can win the NFC South title outright if they win the game and the Bucs beat the Panthers. That would give the NFC South title to Swamp People. The Falcons can knock Swamp People out of the NFC South title race with a win down there in New Orleans. As we continue here this morning talking about some of the things, one of the things that we're going to get into, and by the way, this being a competition Wednesday, Hugh, head coach Dan Quinn will join us in just over an hour from now, and we'll talk with Coach Quinn about, the quick turnaround and, of course, playing the Saints for the second time in 3 weeks and all of the storylines that are developing between these two. One of the storylines that we're going to talk about certainly is tackling, because it's been such an issue, and it was so apparent to everybody watching the game on Monday night. Just how, are you surprised at all? Because I am shocked at the poor tackling on this team.
Yeah, it's been some inconsistencies all season long with this team, and it's something that's been a glaring issue. And it's you kind of wonder what's going on, because it seems to me like Coach Quinn runs a tight ship, and he preaches tackling and taking care of the ball till he's blue in the face. So it's one of those things where you kind of wonder what is really going on when they actually get into these games and get in the heat of battle.
A lot of arm tackling, a lot of waving at guys. I mean, one of the things that was true about this defense was – you saw them, fly to the ball, and regardless of anything else, it was sort of like once Dan Quinn got here, one of the things he started preaching was you'd see 6, 7, 8 Falcons fly to the ball. You see that occasionally now, but it becomes less of a thing.
No, they fly to the ball, John, because it was one play where I forgot who the running back was in the game, but there was some guys flying to the ball. They just didn't tackle, and he bounced off a few Falcons, and they were there, but they just didn't wrap him up. And it was, he got, I think it was like a 20 to 30 yard gain. So that's the issue. is that, you know, guys are trying to hit them with these kill shots and they're bouncing off of these kill shots. You need to hit and rap. And that's where I think guys are – that's where the issue is. They're hitting, but they're not rapping because you got to wrap them up. You got to wrap them up.
All right. That is certainly going to be one of the big keys that we talk about with head coach Quinn when he joins the show in an hour from now. This is the morning show on this Competition Wednesday brought to you by McDonald's. The Dollar Menu back for breakfast at McDonald's. You can stop by your local McDonald's, get you a sausage biscuit. Sound pretty good. A McChicken biscuit, a sausage McMuffin. Only a dollar right now at McDonald's. Now, there is this story, too. We mentioned Joy of Christmas and Hate Week at the same time. I'm going to read this story to you, and then we're going to chop this up, and you can make of it what you do. Thousands of Swamp People fans have signed an online petition to see an old favorite run onto the field Sunday against the Falcons, and that person would be Reggie Bush. The former Saints running back declared his retirement from professional football last weekend, saying that he had hoped to return to Stinky Town so he could make it official at the place where his career started. That has many fans in Stinky Town calling for him to come back for the showdown on Sunday against the Falcons. Bush memorably led the Saints onto the field before a January 2010 playoff game while carrying a baseball bat and represented how the team wanted to bring the wood against the Arizona Cardinals. The Saints won that afternoon and was en route to the Super Bowl. As of Tuesday, more than 7,000 people signed an online petition at change.org charging the Saints organization and Tom Benson and Sean Payton, among others, to make this happen. Here's how this reads, Hugh. Here's how the petition reads. Having Reggie, preferably in uniform, this Sunday would not only be a great Christmas gift to Saints fans from the organization, but also serve as a great motivator and hype piece for an extremely important showdown with our bitter and hated rivals, the Atlanta Falcons. Reggie wants this. The fans want this. I believe the Saints should make this happen. Who dat?
In uniform.
Mm-hmm.
You mean in full uniform?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? To all due respect to Saints fans, y'all sound about stupid as you can to have this man run out there, this retired NFL player, to get you hyped for a game that you should already be hyped for. How stupid are you? And I say that with all due respect. But that's the stupidest thing I've heard this morning. And I've heard some pretty stupid stuff this morning.
I was going
to say. But that's pretty stupid. That is pretty stupid. You need extra motivation to get hyped for a game where, you know, D.I. Jones knocked out your best running back, knocked him slap out on his feet. Come on, man. You need motivation for that. And not only that, you need motivation for potentially winning a division against the Atlanta Falcons, your hated rival. Come on, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Roy Lee, did you sign this petition? Because you know Roy Lee's to the show.
I got
to
find Lee, this petition here.
Roy Lee, did you have any part to do with this, man? Because I know you're a diehard Saints fan. We've known you for a while, me and John, and we know you're way too smart to be a part of this. Roy Lee, tell me you didn't sign this petition, man. Please tell me you didn't sign this petition.
I hope he did. Yeah, I hope he did.
Roy Lee, please tell me you didn't sign
it. If you did, please keep me off of the threads because it's getting ready to be crazy between y'all.
That's the stupidest thing I've heard.
Yeah, don't put me.
We need Reggie Bush because we need to be motivated for this game. Man, if you ain't motivated because it's the Falcons and they're coming home and your coach did the throat slash and he out there tripping refs and y'all out there crying on your radio station – come on, man. Stop that.
By the way, once again, if the Saints fans would actually read a rule book, they would realize that if they put Reggie Bush in uniform, then he would be prohibited from carrying a baseball bat on the field because that is a prop. And we saw that go bad with, what was it, the sledgehammer or was it a baseball bat that the Panthers were using back in 2015?
It was a bat. Yeah. They had a bat, right?
And when the Falcons was upset about it, right?
No, it wasn't the Falcons that said something. It was another team said something. He walked down the – I think it was Josh Norman walked down the sideline. And it was the Giants.
That's why he pointed the bat.
Yeah, because remember he was pointing the bat. And that was
– Odell.
That was before the Odell thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole Odell thing. Yeah, it was that thing. This pop-up just happened at change.org. I found the petition. It says,
come on, man.
Today, Tommy is counting on you. Tommy Betty X, needs your help with have Reggie Bush run out with a bat on Christmas Eve against the Falcons. Hodat.
What was that, John?
Was that a slip-up? Was that a Ron Burgundy?
Hashtag Hodat. Hodat?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't say that, Saints fans.
Don't be afraid of the Saints fans.
I'm not afraid of them. I have a lot of lady
you
friends.
You sound afraid of them.
A little bit, Daryl. You sound, man, no, forget them. That was stupid. That was stupid. That is stupid. Now, listen. Now, we're on the business of calling it like we see it. That's stupid. That is stupid. That is real stupid. That's just like asking the Falcons, have Jamal Anderson come out during the Saints game and do the Dirty Bird.
Come on, because do that Dirty Bird.
Because we need some more motivation. Come on, man. You just sullied the rivalry doing some stupid stuff like that. Because he motivated us so much. He's going to be such a motivating factor, carrying a bat, wearing a uniform. Really? Is that you? That's what you need to get motivated? How about Alvin Kamara on the field sleep? That didn't motivate you? And the game plan changed and you got beat here in Atlanta and your coach tripping refs and doing the choke sign? That didn't motivate you enough? And sitting in the press conference crying? Listen, I have no skin in the game. You know, I don't hate the Saints like that, but this one right here, this here, that's stupid. That is just flat out stupid that you have 7,000 Saints fans that signed this petition and probably was like, yeah, we're going to make this happen. No, that's not going to happen. That's the stupidest thing that I've heard.
We're going to get Reggie Bush. He's going to run on the field with a bat, and we're going to win.
Listen, I ain't never came at the fans' neck before about anything that they do. But this one right here, it's kind of stupid. Roy Lee, did you have anything to do with this? I'm asking again. Because if you did, you need to go slap some of the Saints fans in the lips and say, man, listen, y'all just made it look bad. That's a bad look right there.
All right, so I just tweeted it out and tagged you guys. Hey, by the way, I should say that in the time that we've done this, because I brought the petition up at change.org, there have been another 17 people that have signed this petition just during this conversation.
I am, wow.
And now 14,489 Swamp people have signed this petition.
14,000?
14,489 have signed it, most in Cran, have signed this petition.
God.
Q-Q.
It's going down in here this morning.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're gonna light up my Twitter feed. That's cool though. I got big old shoulders. I can take it.
But no, wait a second. When I say that, I mean I do it with all due. They use the big fat crayons, and they usually just write X.
He said, "Writing the crayon with all due
you
respect."
You gave him the kindergarten crayon.
Well, John's right. Normally, when Saints fans get up, they say, "You know, sign your name or make your mark," uh-huh. And they just
the X, and they pronounce the X O, which is interesting.
Arthur Trish, this is not Daryl. This is not Daryl.
Come on now. It's 8 week.
Nah, I'm good.
If you're gonna put a petition out there to have one of your former stars come back with a baseball bat, you're gonna get it back.
You're gonna get it back.
I was informed by a friend of ours that the word stupid is not a good word to use. So I apologize for using the word stupid.
How about apologize? Silly? What do you apologize
silly.
For?
Tell Paul Bobble to stop.
We all
I was about to say. Tell Paul Bobble, I will come
his
at him.
His son Tyler said, stupid is a bad word. And you know what? We respect the kids around here.
I was about
so
to
Tyler,
say, who's a friend that we all have?
Tyler, are we apologize? You're not a friend.
No, Paul is. No, I'm just trying to figure out who the friend
well,
was.
Tyler, I apologize for using that word. I would pick another word to use.
Because you know the only silly. Person he talks about texting him during this show was Paul Bobble.
Because Paul Bobble's up. Let's shout out to my man, PB.
PB.
Okay, silly. That's silly. How about asinine?
I like
asinine.
That even better.
Asinine's a great word.
Asinine.
It's a asinine.
But that's a word.
Word.
But that's not word. A word that's really in my vocabulary.
I'm pretty sure Tyler is not going to like you using that word either.
Okay, silly. We're going to say silly. That is the silliest thing that I've ever heard. That's silly.
And they actually think the petition is going to work.
Yes. 14,000 people. That's going to work.
Anybody
signatures works. Normally you know,
yeah.
Have programs go in that direction.
As long as we have the right refs, their coach can call timeouts like he wants. Let's see. We don't hurt a player. They have Reggie Bush running out of the tunnel.
We don't have a former Falcon as a
– I want y'all to have this same feeling on Monday. If the thing doesn't go your way – I want you to come here with the same energy.
Well, the three of us that will be here on Monday will have the same energy.
Come here with the same energy.
Are you gonna be
here, I will not.
Well, okay.
Come here with the same energy.
Oh, if we don't, you'll never know.
No. Come here with the same energy because y'all come in here like the Crypt Keeper when every time the Falcons lose. Come here with the same energy. Don't look like that, John.
It's going to be Christmas Day.
Coming here with this same energy. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to be singing carols.
No, you know what? I'm not going to take that
bet. The Falcons
are
going to win.
You better show up, Hall Monitor, and monitor us.
Child, please. I'm not coming in here. I'm off.
So you won't be able to see us acting up.
Daryl, no, I'm going to listen to that first segment, and if you all don't have that same energy, I'm calling.
They don't celebrate Christmas in Switzerland?
Nah. And you know, I only got Switzerland for defending you, John, so I probably
know.
Wouldn't do
I
that.
It's probably a bit of a cheap shot.
I wouldn't do that.
He's only Switzerland when the Falcons come up, then he picks the other side.
Right.
You know, some of the Falcons fans say they like that I use that other word that Tyler doesn't like, but I can't use
that's
it. Because,
yes, you can.
No. Oh, what, stupid?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah,
I can't use it.
It is stupid.
It is pretty stupid.
John's over here celebrating the word like Frank the Tank.
Oh. So anyway, we tweeted it out. Did you retweet it, Wendy? The petition? If you want to put it out and retweet it through 92.9, you can. Ah, man.
I'll do that, John. I'll tweet out this stupid idea. Stupid things.
Golly, you too, Wendy.
Stupid.
You're the last thing I could count on.
Sorry.
When we get back, there's other big NFL news. Which star NFL quarterback has shut it down for the season and won't be playing anymore? Might affect your fantasy team, too, because that's about all it's going to affect. We'll have that as we continue after CBS Sports Minute and Boomer Esiason.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream, superior beard products, beard boldly. Another Wednesday, and Cleveland coach U, 1-29 Jackson, is staying after practice to run penalty laps alongside quarterback Deshaun Kizer and backup wide receiver Sammy Coates.
You've always believed our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And now, sitting on top of Christmas and full into hate week, the very latest from the National Football League. Brought to you by Zero Res, ZeroResAtlanta.com. By the way, Zero Res, just real quick, Christmas, New Year's week, next week, a lot of openings if you need to get your party taken care of. They just told me that, right? Get them in. Get them in. Get it done. Get her done with Zero Res. We have, before we get into the NFL, Hugh, if I can, I want to give the social media queen a little bit of room here because we got so much going on, Wendy Adams, on our social media pages right now.
A ton going on.
A ton.
And we can start with our Vision Computer Twitter poll at 929 The Game. So five-star Harrison High School quarterback Justin Fields going to sign with Georgia today at noon. So what do you think Jacob Eason does at the end of the season? Does he stay at UGA for his junior year? Does he transfer to an FCS school and play now? Or does he transfer to an FBS school and wait out a year? And right now, 54% of people think he transfers to a major school and sits out a year.
Yeah, that's going to be a big topic of discussion. We're going to discuss it later in the show, but that's one of the things we have going on. We've also tweeted out the Saints thing.
We have tweeted out the Saints thing because we've used a couple of words to describe their idea of having a petition for Reggie Bush to lead the team onto the field prior to the Falcons game with a baseball bat. So asking you what word you would use to describe their petition. I said ludicrous since we're in
ludicrous.
Atlanta.
Ludicrous? Asinine.
Since we're in Atlanta.
Asinine.
Luda.
Is that all you do is you say it's Luda?
Luda.
Luda. We're in Atlanta, John.
I thought, do you have a word you use, John, outside of the one we just used?
Yeah, I amended it. I put it on there. I said I'm not going, because you got, I changed stupid to extremely very stupid.
Stimble.
Nate says boneheaded.
Boneheaded is good. I like boneheaded. Boneheaded is good. That's boneheaded.
And other people are just going in on Saints fans.
I could use the word typical.
Yeah, because it's like, come on, man. You don't need – this is a game that you really shouldn't need that much motivation for. Just that's one of the games that you – like, it should be circled on the calendar. Not saying that the Falcons overlooked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but if you think about it the way that they played, they probably could have. They probably looked like they definitely looked like they did. But – you look at that game, that's one that there is no motivation needed. Hey, Saints, Falcons, for all the marbles. That's it. That's it.
Because Reggie it's still Bush, fresh.
Yes. You just kicked your butt a couple weeks ago. And to petition, and then for Reggie Bush to say, hey, I would love to do that, to put a uniform on. To put a uniform on, that means you're getting signed by the team. Like, basically, you're going to be on the team for the day to run out. Nah, man, that's just too much.
These are the same fans who bought a plane to circle Mercedes-Benz Stadium with 28-3, and these are, you know, the same fans who also had a Snapchat filter that said 28-3 near Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, look,
yeah, but that's, you know, all better than getting a guy who's not going to play to run on the field with a baseball. I love all those other ideas better.
But let them do all of this stuff and then still lose.
That's just kind of different. That's not that bright.
There's your word. Yeah. Different. That, not bright.
Not bright. Not bright.
Dull.
Yeah, I like a little that dull. Not bright.
We get ready for the 16th week of the National Football League season. And a couple of notes here that are worthy of discussing this morning. The Green Bay Packers, have been officially eliminated from the playoffs. And because of that, they have decided, Hugh, to go ahead and place Aaron Rodgers back onto the injured reserve list. So he came back for one game, tried to save their season. They ended up losing to the Panthers, and they shut him down again.
Yeah, that was interesting. Hey, you know what? We're just gonna Brett. You know what? We don't think you can help us win this game, so we're gonna let you know the guy that's been on IR for the like last 6 weeks. We're gonna let him do this. Guess what? He didn't get it done. He didn't work his magic like he used to work. Now we're gonna put him back on IR. Brett, you the guy now. You got to lead us through the rest of the season. But, you know, it is what it is. Aaron Rodgers is one of the better quarterbacks, if not he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Let me amend that. And if he gives you a chance to win, he gives you a better chance to win than Brett Hundley. There's no question about that. So Brett Hundley, it should not be in his feelings about this. And he should go and finish out the season and try to get as much good film as he possibly can, because at some point, he's going to be in position to go lead a team of his own, if it's not the Green Bay Packers.
And so, and you can't blame the Packers for this. I mean, it only makes sense. You know, luckily for them, to the best of our knowledge, there was no, when they placed him on the IR, there's no new injury. Bo, you didn't see any new injury
that we know of.
Not that we know of, anyway.
No, but they talked about that he took a lot of hits. He was sore. And I think it's more of a protection because guys, don't forget when they activated him and when they said he's going to be our guy on Sunday. They openly said he was not completely healthy, and it wasn't 100% healed. This was a, can you come back? Can we win this game? Then win out the rest of the season and sneak into the playoffs and make a playoff run. Regardless of what Aaron Rodgers said, I'm not here to save the season. He was here to save the season. He was here to that they knew if they were going to win anything and then go into the playoffs, they needed a top three quarterback in the league, or one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, which he is. So the risk, you know, that whole saying that is the juice worth the squeeze? Well, in this case, going 9-7 and not making the playoffs and risking your best player wasn't worth the squeeze. There was no point in it.
You can't blame him. And there's another story, another fallout this morning from that Packers-Panthers game. Not only Aaron Rodgers back out of the IR, but also Thomas Davis, the star linebacker of the Carolina Panthers, who hit Davante Adams in a crackback block in the game and was on a quick change and was suspended for 2 games. Well, Hugh, Thomas Davis appealed, and the appeal process went through, and James Thrash, who was put in charge of it. Didn't James Thrash once play for the Packers? I can't even remember.
No, he played for the Eagles.
Eagles, right.
He played for the Washington Redskins.
Oh, the Redskins, that was it.
Yeah, I don't remember him playing
for the Packers. Yeah, there was the Redskins. I knew it was somebody besides the Eagles. Anyway, James Thrash decided in favor of Thomas Davis and took the suspension down to just 1 game, so he'll miss a game against the Bucs, but that does mean Thomas Davis will be back for that last game against the Falcons here at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, but that's what the league always does, John. You know, you always hear people getting suspended for 2 games and always gets amended to just 1. So, I mean, they're basically staying true to who they are as far as, you know, making sure that, you know, the guys that are suspended, they get the 1 game. Because, again, these games, especially down this stretch, you only get 16 of them. And to have guys miss 2 and 3 games for discipline purposes, that's kind of crazy. You need to start hitting people in the pocket. I'm still a fan of that. You need to start hitting folks in the pocket.
And one other story involving a quarterback here. Deshaun Watson, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of the Texans, is under a lot of fire because the Texans are having a less than stellar season. But let's keep in mind here that the Texans have been beset by injuries, and they have lost, you know, arguably at his best, the best defensive player in the NFL in J.J. Watt. And they have lost a guy that was quarterback that was, up until he got injured, apparently on track to become not only the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year, but maybe even a Pro Bowler with a start that he had in Deshaun Watson, and then, of course, he got hurt. And so there's a lot of fire around Bill O'Brien being let go, as a lot of rumors about a lot of coaches right now in the NFL as we get down to the end of the season. And O'Brien's one of those that's under fire, and Deshaun Watson has come out, and I'll just surmise, Huey said, what are you doing? I like this guy. I like Bill O'Brien. I want him to stay.
Wait a minute. He's under fire already? Like, wait a minute. They're talking about firing him? I did not hear. When did this happen? He's going to get fired because his quarterback got hurt?
There's a lot of pressure building to make a change in Houston because they're upset about the fact that Bill O'Brien and the team just hasn't taken that next step.
They were a playoff team last year, and their quarterback gets hurt. Like a quarterback that showed flashes of being like your franchise quarterback. I don't see that right there to me. I understand people are upset. You can't control certain things in football. You can't control the fact that he got hurt. Jadeveon Clowney has turned out to be a pretty good player for the Houston Texans since J.J. Watt's been hurt. Now you want the coach fired? Wow.
9-7, 9-7, 9-7, two division titles, two first-round exits, and this year he's 4-10. That's where this is coming from. Excuse me, I apologize. They actually won a game last year in the playoffs. Then they lost to the Patriots.
And they could have won
Patriots
that game.
On the ropes.
Yeah. They had him on the ropes. Yeah.
I apologize for that. So he's 1-2 in the playoffs. He's 31-31 in the regular season. And I think the thing about it is, they lost J.J. Watt all year last year as well.
And they still, and that's what I'm saying.
And they haven't had a quarterback.
Yes. Yeah.
I would think that you would want to give him a year with Deshaun, a full year with Deshaun Watson. But
you know what's funny? This is why people ask me, hey, man, you ever thought about coaching? No. No, because you talk about coaching under pressure. Like, that's a pressure situation. That is way too much pressure to have on you when you're having a successful season. Like, to get to the playoffs, it's hard to get to the playoffs. It's hard, especially under those conditions. No quarterback. You haven't had a quarterback in ever, and you still make it to the playoffs? And then the one that you get that shows flashes of being somebody gets hurt? Now they want you out of town? Nah, I don't want that pressure. I'll do this radio gig forever and have that kind of pressure of being talked too bad on Twitter for calling Saints fans stupid. I'd take that pressure all day instead of coaching.
There's a lot going on right now in the NFL. There could be trouble brewing behind the scenes with New England, with the Patriots. The Boston Globe had a big story that is kind of leads us to believe, did you hear this? What could be happening inside the Patriots organization? We'll have that next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now hear this. Hey, did you hear this?
Hey, hear this, runners. Get ready to lace it up and join us for the Success Kickoff 5K, which benefits the Cobb Police Athletic League. It is a Peachtree qualifier. It is January 20th at Kennesaw State at 8 a.m. January 20th. You can qualify for the Peachtree in the Success Kickoff 5K. And you can sign up at active.com, and I'm going to be hosting this little event, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you'll be running.
Yeah, did you get your running shoes yet? You got to break them in, John. You got to break them in.
You should start now.
Nice shorts that don't chafe and bite either, because you got to be kind of like, loose. You know. Yeah, because you don't want them biting.
No.
And probably get you a nice little compression shirt. You know, so that you like when you're running, your nipples won't be rubbing all against the shirt and they can bleed.
Yeah, but he's
like,
right.
No,
he's right. When I used to run a lot, yeah, I had that problem.
Bloody nipples.
Yep, you got to use, you do.
I'm serious.
He's
I'm
right.
Not trying
just
to be funny.
Just put Band-Aids on the little round Band-Aids.
Right, Band-Aids. We had to use Band-Aids.
You see John with a compression shirt with his
No,
little...
stop. No.
Yeah, man, people eat, you know, breakfast as they go to work.
No.
Hey, man, you'll chafe quick. Yeah.
For real.
No, you will.
You don't want to chafe. You don't want no chafe.
Man.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Y'all are so childish. Why is he?
How are we childish and y'all the petty ones?
The one who's laughing like a 5-year-old.
Because it's funny. It's certain words.
Why
like, listen,
you a child?
It's certain words that, as a man, even if you're an older man, that when you hear, they just make you laugh. It's
but like, you just asked us why we're all laughing like children when you're the one
just
laughing like
a childish.
Child.
Just like when you hear boys, it's just like, it's funny.
That's the worst word. Don't ever say that word. That's the number one worst word in the world.
It's just funny.
No, like there's another one that's
like
worse.
Yeah.
What's worse than moist?
When you're watching a football game, and hold on a second, let me ask Daryl.
We got to check it. See, we're just checking to see if we won't get this question, mm-hmm. this word done.
Daryl said I can't say it.
Okay.
But it's basically like when the guy hits, a, you know, you get a hard hit.
Yeah.
And instead of, man, he got blown up, he got, you know, like.
A creamsicle.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
You, oh.
Pop.
Yeah. No, how you.
No, no. You just
take one of the words
no,
off.
You can describe.
You just take the word don't cream, and then you add, is it a, it's a suffix, right?
Right.
You had the suffix ed
like
to
soup
it.
Soup is or
no, don't yeah. do that because I end yeah. up saying it.
Please so don't hear Douglas. I see your thoughts
we'll
formulating.
On.
I just yeah, we're gonna move on here. We have
thank you, John.
Through all of this,
and the light just rang. Now.
It is competition Wednesday, which means head coach Dan Quinn just after the top of the hour. So if you're just getting into your car and commuting this morning, head coach Quinn will join us live. We'll talk about the Saints Hate Week and the Falcons and everything about tackling and all sorts of stuff that we'll get into with Coach Quinn. Now, having said that, there's a big, long story. All the major sites have grabbed this, so you want to go read it. It's really intriguing. Boston Globe broke the story yesterday. It's really involved. I'm going to try and do it in 20 seconds here. It involves Tom Brady, because you know that Tom Brady likes to have this interesting diet and all the things that he does aside from football, and his personal trainer that has been integral to the team and Tom Brady's center called the TB12, Tom Brady 12 Center, and this guy, Alex Guerrero, who has been his personal guy, who runs the center and has been part of the team and the medical staff, kind of conjoined between the center and the medical staff of the Patriots. He is now, this Guerrero has now been banned. He's been kicked out of the locker room. He's been kicked off the field. He's been kicked out of the team, told he can't be back. Now, we don't know, Hugh, what has happened between Guerrero and the team, or what kind of a rift this is going to create, because this
happened.
Is Tom Brady's guy.
I know what happened. He made Bill Belichick mad, and Bill Belichick revoked his privileges, bottom line. I mean, you hear how joined at the hip that these two cats were, that he had an office right by the training facility or the locker room of the New England Patriots. Now, I don't know how that works out, because it sounds like they're two like separate entities. You know, like the locker room is separate from the actual building. So it's one of those things where his office was right next to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran Bill Belichick hot. And Bill Belichick revoked all his privileges. He can't even ride on the jet. He used to ride the jet that the Patriots traveled on. He can't even do that no more.
And he is tight with Tom Brady. I mean, like besties.
What that mean?
He's – well, to answer your point – he's the guy that helped Tom Brady develop the TB12 brand.
Yeah.
And to do all this, he's the guy that Tom became close with when he was recovering from the knee surgery in 2008. He also has a bunch of clients on this roster, guys he's worked with. And this all came – the friendship got started because Willie McGinnis used this guy. Now, this guy is kind of a – It's a weird. His practice of medicine is quite different, and
it's not traditional.
Yeah, not a lot of people agree with it. So I just wonder if there was a run-in with another player or two between this guy, and that kind of caused Belichick. But you know what? I don't like you here anyways. You're done.
Yeah,
but,
and that's basically what happened, which is Coach Belichick's right as the head football coach of the New England Patriots, and there's nothing that Tom Brady can do about it except fall in the lockstep and do what his coach tells him to do. I don't see an issue.
You know, it and there may not be. It is just interesting to note how tight this relationship was, and, you know, you have a third-party entity that is so tight. Remember, this is not an official thing. A third-party entity that is so tight with the team. He has an office at the team, you know, doing non-traditional stuff at the team headquarters next to the coaches and is really a part of the team.
Yeah, but and you have to look at it like this, John. Coach Belichick allowed this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed this to happen. And he rubbed the coach the wrong way, and their coach revoked his privileges. As great as Tom Brady is, he still has someone to answer to, and that's Bill Belichick. And that's why he said what he said in the press conference. Hey, listen, we still have a relationship. You know, he's not going to get into contact with that. He said he was very instrumental in his development as, you know, helping him out and everything, helping him develop the TB12 foundation or whatever you want to call it and all of that. He is doing what any good employee would do. I mean, hey, this is what Coach said. You can't go against Coach. And I guarantee you that Bob Kraft probably is siding with Belichick in this situation.
How you think Tom feels about this?
He's upset. But what you gonna do?
Maybe he threw that game in his Miami.
Is that what it is?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
No, but he's upset. No question, you know, he's upset.
Conspiracies.
Yeah, but what you gonna do? He's still the coach. And one thing about Tom Brady is that he's a guy that follows a protocol, if you will. He doesn't go against what the team has sanctioned. Even when they threw him under the bus about deflating the balls, he didn't say a whole lot.
You know, and I couldn't help but watch last week with the 49ers saying, I wonder if the Patriots are going to rue the day they let Jimmy Garoppolo walk out the door. He looked really good last week. All right, when we get back, it is a competition Wednesday. Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, joins Hugh and I live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.